Love Sport Radio. On digital radio, online, mobile, and smart speaker. This is the Middlesbrough Fans Show.
That is how you kick off a fan show, a brand new fan show at Love Sport Radio with a tune like that. Welcome to the Middlesbrough Fan Show. You're listening to me, Charlie Hawkins. For the next 30 minutes, it is the Borough Takeover. I'm excited about this one. And Stephen Jackson from the 12th Man podcast joins us now. Stephen, really good to have you along. We're also inviting any fans tonight to have their say. Get your view heard on your club at the minute. What are you making of the season so far? Because I know for Middlesbrough, well, it's been an up and down one. It's going well at the minute, but it didn't start that way. Have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Stephen, firstly, happy new year. Welcome to the Middlesbrough Fan Show. How are you and what are you making of your team so far?
Happy new year, Charlie. It's like you said, it's been up and down, hasn't it? Everybody saw us on the telly at Luton. Didn't expect us to bang three goals in, attacking football, went downhill a bit after that, a bit uphill down, and then it's gone rapidly uphill for the last, what, 4 or 5 weeks. But obviously culminating in that great result against Spurs at the weekend. So, yeah, it's about what we expected position-wise on the table, but yeah, it's been quite an up-and-down rollercoaster at the moment, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get on to the Spurs game and everything else in this season. But obviously the big story of this season so far, Stephen, is the fact that, you know, Jonathan Woodgate in charge. Obviously, you know, Middlesbrough legend, hometown boy, loves the club. He tried to completely change that system, change the way that they played football up there. Obviously, Tony Pulis was in charge and he played a completely different way. That was always going to take time to adapt and time to bed in. And it was a worry at one point that maybe Woodgate was on the chopping block. You know, the seat was getting a little bit warmer. But the club, as so many clubs don't do now, Stephen, they stayed by their man, gave him time, you know, that period of time, and now we're seeing them reap the benefits. You know, they've come through the fire, come through the tunnel, haven't they?
Well, yeah, exactly as you said. You know, credit has to go to Steve Gibson and the management team. You know, they've backed him, they've stood by him. I mean, a few fans obviously thought they would. I mean, you don't go through a 2-hour press conference in June saying this is going to have a brand new style of football, brand new identity, and then chuck it in the bin after 2 months. You just don't do that. It's not sensible business, is it? But fair play to the club. They're stuck by him. Lots of fans, you know, would admit to themselves they haven't. I'm one that I have stood by him.
Stephen, you get that out there now. You let everyone know on national radio.
I will tell them people. I stuck by that man, and we are reaping the rewards now, aren't we? So it's, you know, he has gone back to basics a bit. You know, he did steal a few of Pulis's ideas, but when you need to start winning games, that's what Pulis did, didn't he? You know, he won games ugly, and that's what we needed to do, and we built on that. And as people saw on the TV on Sunday, we actually do play a decent style of football now. So it's not the worst on the eye, and it is starting to reap rewards, and we're all starting to enjoy it a bit more.
Yeah, and this is it. And we live in a world where it's not just football, you know, everything, social media now, everything is so instant. We want it in an instant, you know. Woodgate at the helm, you know, right, well, it's not working out. This clearly doesn't work, this brand of football. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a bit of a cliche central here, but Rome wasn't built in a day. He has to be given time. He needs to understand what the players, and it takes a little bit of time for them to execute his game plans. But now, you know, we're seeing, if we're just going on the last 4 games, obviously, I know it's 4 wins on a spin and it's easy to say, but they could have a really strong second half of the season here, couldn't they?
Of course, because it's like you said, we've had to go. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and he is showing that. And he has asked for patience with this, because he has said, we can't get this right from day one. It may take 1, 2, maybe 3 seasons to get absolutely spot on. But as you said, 4 wins on the bounce now, and we are starting to grow in confidence with, obviously, a horrible game on Saturday to come with a tough game against Derby.
Yeah, a really tough game against Derby. Look, on Love Sport Radio, we give the fans a voice, Stephen. You know that. We're now doing a Middlesbrough fan show. We do the Derby fan show. So I've already kind of spoke about this game a little. I want to talk more of it, give it a deeper preview in the second half. But there's a little bit of needle between the two clubs, especially the chairman, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a little bit.
Cheeky laugh there from you, Stephen. I'll take it as a yes.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of needle there. Obviously, we've took exception to their lavish spending, as you will. Obviously, things have now come out. Wayne Rooney's not getting paid by Derby. He's getting paid by 32 Red, apparently. And it also comes on the back of, you know, not paying the players in time. We just believe that if we're going to stick by financial fair play ourselves, other clubs should do it as well. And we just don't believe Derby have done it. And that's why Steve Gibson's took it a bit further. And it has rattled a few Derby fans. There is a few Derby fans that, you know, don't look at Middlesbrough in the same light anymore. So it's a bit of needle coming towards us on Saturday now. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And I've got to be honest, I grew up at a time where Derby and Middlesbrough, you know, were Premier League veterans year in, year out. And for me, massive, massive clubs. But Borough as well, and I've actually got a lot of friends who support Borough. It seems like they're one of the ones that haven't gone down to the Championship and then fell through that next trapdoor to League One, but are just sort of floating around and sort of haven't really pressured to come back, but never really looked like they was in danger of dropping to League One. They've kind of just floated along, haven't they?
Yeah, obviously we did take that step back up to the Premier League for that season in 2016, but it didn't quite work out. We did drop back into the Championship. Obviously, we've had a go again. We've pushed ourselves to try and get back to the Premier League. Obviously, failed in the playoffs against Villa two seasons ago. Funny enough, Derby beating us to that last playoff spot last season. And we are that team in the past 10 years that has stumbled and, I suppose, stabled within the Championship and become one of those Championship clubs that everybody looks for on the fixture list now.
Yeah, and Stephen, on those four wins, because I want to talk about the FA Cup as well, but on the four wins, obviously it's tough. Like I'm saying, we shouldn't judge Woodgate's side on the losses and the draws at the start of the season. You never want to get too low in the lows, and you never want to get too high in the highs. But if we look at those four wins, we see beating West Brom, flying Preston, obviously a side that, you know, perennial playoff contenders. You don't want to get carried away with that. But where's the ceiling with this side? Obviously, there's a balance between the losses and the wins, but they're showing that the heights that maybe these players can reach.
Well, with them two wins, obviously West Brom, everybody knows what West Bromwich Albion are about. You know, they're top, joint top of the league with Leeds United. They're flying, they're looking a pretty good bet to go back up to the Premier League. Preston have the best home record in the league. We went there and absolutely dominated at times. Near never looks like getting back into the game much, never really troubled us. And we've had to go back to our youth setup, bringing in a few youth players, the likes of Jed Spence, Aidan Coulson, Ainsley Pears, Marcus Tavernier. We've had to bring in, and they're starting to reap the rewards of getting the trust from the management team, and they're starting to pull in real great performances along with the experience around them. And all of a sudden, we don't look like 11 individual players. We look like a squad, we look like a team, and the whole club itself, including the fans, staff, are all together again. And that's exactly what we all wanted at the start of the season, and it is starting to pull together, and we are starting to put the results in to show it's coming together as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not asking you to get carried away, Stephen. I'll do that for you, but it does bode well for the second half of the season. You know, you never know what happens. We've seen it a few years back. I think Palace were completely out of it in the Championship. They went on this incredible run from January. You just don't know, and maybe it sounds silly, but it's all it takes. Millwall have really stepped up under Rowett. Now they're pushing for playoffs. Middlesbrough on the back of four wins, you just don't know. You know, four wins become six wins, eight wins, and the league's so tightly knit as it is, it's not completely out of the question, is it?
I mean, yeah, you're right, it's not completely out of the question. I mean, look at Fulham a couple of seasons ago, they went on a 20-odd
you're trying game. To calm me down now, I can sense it.
Well, I'm trying to. There is a lot of fans out there that think, you know what, why not? You know, let's aim high. Let's start looking above us, not below us. But like I was saying, Fulham a couple of seasons ago, 20-odd game unbeaten run, got them to third in the league, and obviously they went through the playoffs and beat Aston Villa at Wembley. Millwall nearly hit the playoffs a couple of seasons ago as well. They won a 22-game unbeaten run. Thankfully, it was ourselves that put a stop to that and secured our playoff spot. But like you said, you know, it's the championship for you, isn't it? Anybody can beat anybody on their day. We just got to keep going, take one game at a time. We are, I think, seven points off the playoffs. You never know. And if there's always that one team, and if we can be that one team, then, you know, let's enjoy the ride. Let's see what happens with this team.
Yeah, enjoy that ride. That ride may continue, obviously, with the FA Cup as well. What did you make of the home fixture? And now you get a replay heading down to Spurs' shiny new stadium. I don't want to say at the races. We know they're struggling away. Jose sort of, I don't want to say the magic's burnt out, a little bit fizzled out, shall we say. But Borough unlucky not to go through to the next round. But now it's a game that maybe they don't need or want because it's going to be difficult at Spurs' stadium and a midweek game. But what did you make of the weekend and the replay?
That was fantastic. It was fantastic for the club. It was a great day for Middlesbrough Football Club, our club, our young lads, our experience on the pitch against, well, barring one or two on that pitch, we're a Champions League finalist team. That team played in the Champions League final. We've got the likes of Ashley Fletcher running Toby Olivero ragged. It was a fantastic day for the club. It was a fantastic goal. They say straight over the top, great finish from Ashley Fletcher. And like you said, we've got a replay at their brand new stadium. I've got a ticket myself, so I can't wait to go myself. It's going to be a brilliant day. Obviously, like you say, it's another game on the calendar. Might be able to do without it, but it's an opportunity to go somewhere on the TV again. Against, I say, one of the best teams in the country, and we didn't look embarrassed. We looked in the game. They had obviously the spells where they dominated us. They should have took the lead in the first half, maybe nicked it in the second half. But we absolutely deserved a replay, and I was so proud of the team. I was so proud of the boys, and the fans got right behind them. We never got down when they equalised. It was just a great day for the football club for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you expecting much in the tie? And what side will he put at?
Well, it's like Woody said in the press conference after the game itself, obviously Jose was begging us to put our second team out. As Woody said, we don't have a second team. We just simply don't have third players. So we're just going to have to go again with what we've got. Maybe even stick Gestede up front, which is ridiculous saying that after the 12, 18 months that Gestede's had with the club, but stick him up front. You know, let's try and bully them. Let's try and show them we're not a pushover. You have to go through us to beat us. We're not going to lie down for you. And yeah, just give it a go. There's nothing to lose. There's no pressure on ourselves. So yeah, let's just have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Well, either way, me and you, Stephen, will be talking about the game on this show, the Middlesbrough Fan Show. Well, there is still a second half to come. We're going to be looking at the game on the weekend because it is Derby and maybe seeing what can we expect in this January transfer window.
Love Sports.
You're listening to the Middlesbrough Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm still joined by the brilliant Stephen Jackson from the 12th Man. Stephen, we were just talking about the season so far, how Woodgate has been given time, and I want the fans to join us now. Have your say tonight. Do you believe that was the right decision, giving him time? Were you behind that all along? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, it is the January transfer window, Stephen. What rumours have you heard? Will Middlesbrough be spending that cash, or will they be trimming the squad of that deadwood and, you know, trimming the fat maybe so they can make a splash signing or so? Because Sam Stubbs has obviously been recalled, which is a good news for Borough, and Hayden Coulson has got an extension and a new deal.
Well, Sam Stubbs has actually gone back out on loan. He went back out to join our friend Alan Pardew at
he's gone to Holland.
He's gone to Holland.
This is unbelievable. This is breaking news into the studio. I mean, that's my next 10 questions about Sam Stubbs gone.
he's gone out to Holland for the rest of the season now. Same with Marcus Brown. He's gone out to Oxford. So there's two players gone from the squad. But obviously we've brought in two players, haven't we? We've brought in Patrick Roberts from Manchester City. Yeah, Manchester City on loan. I was going to say Salah, but that's where he was on loan too. But we brought in Patrick Roberts. We brought in Lucas Metcher as well. So two attacking players. Obviously, there are two players that can play on the wing. Obviously, you saw Patrick Roberts on Sunday against Tottenham. Played really well for the 60 minutes he was on the pitch. Looks a bit lacking of sharpness. Obviously, didn't get much game time at Norwich, but you know, there's two quick wingers straight in the doors. Unfortunately, it looks like Darren Randolph's gone. Looks like, well, I say gone. It depends on how his medical's gone, because rumours are his medical has failed. So, has he gone? Has he not gone?
Any reason why do we know why that would have failed? Obviously, we're hearing that it was close to being completed. Obviously, $4 million to West Ham. Bit of a strange one now that Fabianski's back. David Martin was doing okay. They wanted more experience back up, but Middlesbrough getting $4 million potentially there. Good bit of money, I feel that, you know. But why would that have failed? What are we hearing?
Well, by the sounds of what I've been reading here and myself, it's the thigh injury that's been keeping him out of the squad.
A reoccurrence of that.
Yeah, it looks like it's popped up on the medical itself, and they're just a bit worried about is it going to be a long-term thing, short-term, how bad is it? I think they're just looking into it to see how far they can progress with this deal. But as I say, watch this space. I've seen the next 48 hours. I think that'll tell us a lot going forward as well, to be honest. But like you said, it's a good bit of money. We've got two keepers there, Ainsley Pearce, Thomas Mayas. Mayas, by the way, pulled off some fantastic saves on Sunday. One from Lucas Moura, picking the ball from the top corner. Fantastic, two fantastic keepers that can fill in. Obviously, it's a big loss, losing Randolph. It really is. You know, number one for Ireland. Goalkeeper of the decade in the Championship. Goalkeeper of the season, the past two seasons. It's going to be a big loss, but I think, let's be blunt. If he doesn't want to be here, you know, let's set the money and let him go.
Yeah.
But it is good money, like you were saying, Charlie.
Stephen, I've got to be honest, I couldn't agree more. We talk about this with all of the fan shows we do on Love Sport Radio and players that are, you know, out of contract or don't want to be there. And I'm not just saying it, but no player is bigger than the club, are they? Whatsoever. It doesn't matter who they are or if they're a fan's favourite or not or how vital they are to that team, you know, a cog in that operation. If they don't want to be there, then we don't want them there, really. It sounds brutal, but it's true, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know, end of the day, players get what? Maximum 20-25 year, I suppose, lifespan as a footballer. No player is as big as Middlesbrough Football Club. Middlesbrough Football Club's been here since 1876. I know, obviously, 1986 happened. We could have gone out of business, but no player, nobody is bigger than that football club. And if they don't want to put on that shirt for the fans, because that's all we want. We want players in that shirt, playing for the badge, playing for the fans, playing for the club. And if they don't want to play for the club, it's time to move on. And if we can get some money for them, then great business. And then hopefully we can reinvest it in the squad going forward.
I know, fans ask for the smallest of things. Just a bit of desire, a bit of effort, a bit of pride wearing that shirt. And sometimes we just don't see it, you know. It seems like a gigantic task, a gigantic order to fulfil. And to a fan, it's not at all. Just, you know, that 90 minutes, compete and give it your all. Because we're not always expecting a win, but we're expecting the fight to be an intense one for that 90 minutes. Obviously, we're talking about a few of the transfers. How much financial flexibility do Middlesbrough have? You know, can they make some additions to push on and build on the springboard that is this 4-win streak?
I think it's going to take a couple of players going out for us to be able to bring players in. Obviously, the words of the season, financial fair play, is starting to hit us quite badly. Obviously, the spending that Gary Monk did the first season we got relegated has come back to bit us. We're obviously just trying to balance the books for this season. We were told as fans it was going to be tough. Obviously, we got the money in from Aidan Flint from Cardiff last summer. Might have a in from that to spend. It does look like Britt's going out the door as well. He's not being part of the squad for the last few weeks. Rumours Aston Villa's coming in. Now Wesley's now injured for the rest of the season. Rudy Castetti's out of the contract in the summer. He may be going out the door. So I do think it's going to take a couple going out the door to bring someone in to boost the squad. But as it stands, I think the squad's quite a solid one. But apart from centre-back for me, I think that's the only place we need to strengthen.
Yeah, and just on Patrick Roberts, obviously from an outside perspective, you know, people seeing it's quite a coup, obviously, you know, really highly touted. It's maybe not quite worked out for him, but how have Middlesbrough managed to get this over the line? Because obviously loads of clubs were in for him, but he's plucked for Middlesbrough and Woodgate, and Middlesbrough fans obviously licking their lips at this one, aren't they?
Oh God, yeah, he's a fantastic signing. He's obviously we saw his credibility, what he's supposed to be doing as a footballer when he was at Celtic. I mean, he even scored against Manchester City, his parent club in the Champions League, and for him to do that at such a young age as well, it shows he's got talent. And what, for whatever reason, I don't know what's happened at Norwich for him to only play four games. I don't have a clue what's happened there. Maybe they didn't see his talent, I don't know. But I think what Pep's seen with Middlesbrough, I mean, I'm just talking theoretically, he's seen that we're bringing youth into the setup and we're giving youth a chance. And that's exactly what we're going to give Patrick Roberts as well. If he's good enough to play, if he's sure he's hard working enough and he wants it enough, he will play. And he showed on Sunday that he's got the talent and work ethic to fit into this squad quite well. And he made the fans watching him really happy to see as well. So I think it's a great signing, to be honest.
Yeah, I do. And that's the thing that I'm really looking forward to, if I'm honest, Stephen. Getting the game time, seeing him 90 minutes, because it's very hard to make an impact when you are coming off the bench and you're not really playing. Sometimes you need a few games just to get into that rhythm, just to knock the rust off. And maybe this would be a key signing. It's going quite under the radar, but it's one I'm excited to see, obviously, up on the Riverside. Hopefully he can kick on. And it is Derby on the weekend. I know we spoke about it earlier. It's a massive, massive game. Derby, obviously, they've improved, obviously, Wayne Rooney coming in and he was captain. They beat Barnsley 2-1, knocking out Palace themselves, Premier League opposition. They're through to the fourth round. Where will this contest for you, Stephen, though, be won and lost?
Well, I think we've got to keep Wayne Rooney's Derby County quiet by keeping Mr. Wayne Rooney quiet. I think he's realised that he's not as quick and as agile as he was. He's now starting to step back. I think against Palace, he played as more of a number 10 role, like a quarterback role, I suppose, if you want to go that far.
Role, Stephen? We're going cross sports here, transatlantic.
Hey, I'm just trying to bring a bit of culture, you know.
We need it. I'm all over that. You a big NFL fan?
Yeah, I do love the NFL. Yeah, it's getting towards the business end of the season, isn't it? So it's quite exciting to watch.
It is. Just quickly, I want to keep it on Borough, but who's your team?
Patriots.
Oh, glory hunter, Stephen. We can't speak about it no more. Let's get back to the Derby game. You're saying you want to keep that quarterback, Wayne Rooney, quiet?
Exactly. If you can keep him off the ball, if we can, I suppose, man-mark him, put Adam Clayton on him, keep him off the ball, I think the battle is going to be... I think Chris Martin's in a bit of form as well at the moment, isn't he? Him and Martin Waghorn starting to score a couple of goals themselves. And I think getting to that back line as well, they're not as strong as they were last season. So I think if we can try and get the balls over the top, if Ashley Fletcher can win as many headers as he did on Sunday, I think that's where the battle could be. If we can get on top of their back line early, get an early goal, I think we could easily get the 3 points against Derby.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting one. Then we're talking about five and wins on the spin. You know, the expectations, it changes, don't it? Are you seeing it actually on social media and in and around the ground at the minute, Stephen?
Yeah, you can say that. Obviously, from the Swansea game, obviously losing 3-1, obviously losing two players as well to horrendous red cards. The fans were down. Fans, you know, we did see it as a free hit anyway following the draw at Forest, but we were still very disappointed. And we thought, is that our momentum gone? Have we just killed it in one horrible half an hour, I suppose? But then the expectation has started to rise again. Obviously, we've tried to keep it as much as possible, you know, try and stay up, try and get towards mid-table. But as the wins start to come along, as we start to beat the teams that we are beating, obviously looking at West Brom and Preston, fans are starting to look and thinking, well, hang on, we're only 7 points off the playoffs here. You know, and we've still got half the season to go. If we can get another 2-3 wins on the spin, why can't we be in amongst the chasing pack, the likes of Blackburn, the likes of Millwall? Why can't we be amongst that? So it has been... expectation has been low, but it's started to rise, I suppose, rapidly following what's been happening in the last few weeks.
Well, at the start of this show, I was getting excited and you calmed me down, and now you're saying 7 points off. You're getting excited. We're both getting carried away. We're both in the journey for the long haul. But what was the score prediction then? What were you thinking? 3 points?
Yeah, 2-0. 2-0
Borough. 2-0 Borough. What a way to not only have the first show, Stephen, but end it on a prediction like that. I'm hoping at the second show we get even stronger, get even better, and we can talk about 2-0, clean sheet, 2 goals, 3 points. It couldn't ask for more on the Middlesbrough Fan Show. Remember, we want to hear from you. All the fan shows are about you and having your say, and we can air them and have a discussion around them on the Middlesbrough Fan Show. We'll be back at the same time, 10 to half 10, every Thursday on Love Sport Radio.